Hey, it's Kathy. I have something so fun to tell you about. You may know that the doors are open to my new program, The Abundance Method, but if you enroll by May 15th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific, you're going to get my signature business program also, Made to Do This. That's a $3,000 program that you are going to get for free, included if you sign up by May 15th, just before midnight Pacific time. Made to Do This is a phenomenal program that has helped thousands of souls to start businesses, to be able to make a living doing something that they love. This is an incredible deal. You don't want to miss it. Go ahead and sign up at kathyheller.com/join. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen.
Business is about repeat customers, okay? I remember one time my husband and I went to the Landmark Theater. There's two cool theaters in LA. ArcLight is number one. Like that's like your highest end Four Seasons bougie. And then there used to be Landmark. Well, they got rid of them because COVID and nobody could survive these. But I think there's like one ArcLight left. Anyways, I had a voucher for a Landmark, two tickets. Okay. We went to the Landmark Theater and we go to buy the tickets. This is, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, whatever, whenever people were going to movies and before COVID and all that stuff. And there was no on demand, there was no streaming. So movies were still like a thing. So we go to the movies, my husband and I, and we go to get the tickets. And the guy's like, oh, it's President's Day or whatever day it was. He goes, the vouchers work any day of the year except for these 3 or 4 holidays. Why am I telling you this? Because my husband went to business school. He has an MBA and he knows a couple of things, although I think we've learned more through business by doing than you do for an MBA. But he said to the guy, he goes, what are you actually saying? You're not going to let us get the vouchers, even though we just parked, we got here. And that's, what does it cost you, right? To like give us it. And he's like, no, because it's a bank holiday. It says on the bottom that there's an asterisk, certain days doesn't apply. And he said, this is really stupid for you not to do that. Like, I get it, but it's dumb. And the guy was like really like strict about it and this and that. And then he was like, he'll go talk to someone. And when he went away to talk to the person who he had to talk to, my husband said to me, they're going to cave because do you know what it cost them to get you in this door? And I was like, no. And he goes, getting you in this door, getting a customer is the most expensive thing, right? For Coca-Cola to get a buyer, they're doing this outreach and this marketing and this. So they're not going to fuck it up because it would cost them the money they spent to get you in the door. So I remember having this conversation with him and the guy comes back and he's like, we'll do it this one time, but blah, blah, blah. My husband's like, of course they were going to do it because they can't lose the money they spent. He goes, so we were talking about that. And if you study business, you will come to understand that most business is repeat customers, right? So if you become the person who goes to Crate and Barrel rather than West Elm, you're going to keep going to Crate and Barrel. Like you're enrolled in like, this is where I go, right? I go to Anthropology. I go to the Gap. I'm a Pepsi, not a Coke drinker, whatever it is. When you're in business, sometimes you are focusing on getting new customers rather than on getting repeat customers. And that's a big mistake. And if you're not aware of your own psychic drama, you might keep thinking that in order for you to be satisfied making money, there needs to be hard work or you need to be able to show up and do the whole circus routine again and again and again. And you don't realize that there's already people sitting at the table who want to be fed. So over the last few years, I had friends of mine tell me things like, well, what I normally do is I, you know, do a lot of marketing. Marketing is what? Communicating, connecting, right? To get people into this first experience. And that takes a lot, right? It takes a lot to get people to the point where they're in the first experience. So then now they're already there, right? They're hot and bothered. They're warmed up. They're there. Now I give that person the next thing. And a huge chunk of those people do the next thing. So then I get so much more out of the front end. So by having the clarity of simplifying, all we really did was scale because we started asking questions. Well, if we're simplifying and we're doing these launches, well, how are we making the show up rate better? How are we making it better? And then what are we doing once we've already now have the conversion and these people are now hot and bothered, they go through the workshop, they join the program, which we always have between 500 and 1,000 people join these programs. It's like, what's our next move, right? What's the next move? And when you're busy doing other things, you don't even have the space to ask that question. So there's always a new level of mastering the game. So if you're teaching someone chess, you can kind of teach somebody chess, or you can show them and then you can go to the next level, right? It's those micro changes that actually help somebody go from being an average player who gets what the game is. Like, I get it. I understand the rules, to no. I have mastery over this game. When I was taking voice lessons, I started when I was probably like 10 and I took voice lessons till I was like 16. And I was like, what is this thing? Like, I just sit there and sing songs. I'm like, no, I'm really learning how to breathe. I'm learning how to breathe. And then I'm learning how to place my breath. It's like, that takes practice. And it was amazing how the voice lessons were like therapy sessions. Like I would hit roadblocks and it's like, what is that? It's like, oh, that's a next level, right? Of mastering this instrument. It's amazing. And then you hear somebody like Lady Gaga or Ben Platt on Broadway and you're like, this person's an Olympian. This person literally has an Olympic level of understanding of that instrument. That is not the same, right? So why do I say that? Because when we would bring people all the way through to the point where they would begin, we have two programs, right? We teach people podcasting and we teach people abundance and building a business, right? Which is half mindset, which is really actually deep. It's probably 90% of it. But the second half of the program is going from idea to income. But it's like, that's the beginning of the game. What's the next level? How do you master understanding now? What are all the pieces of collateral, right? How are you doing a deep dive in understanding your messaging? What you're running an ad for something? What copy are you using? That would never work because that's the obvious that doesn't work. Do this instead, right? Like over time, you learn what the pieces are, and there is definitely a next level beyond what we teach in the beginning, right? What we teach in the beginning is how to, first of all, understand that there's a whole vortex of possibility and then to begin, right? You begin by testing something, getting proof of concept, putting something in the market, getting a testimonial, satisfying one customer, building content that leads that person to get a freebie that goes to the next. That's the beginning. But in the beginning, that feels like a lot. And it feels like a lot. It's like driving a stick shift. You're like, okay, I have the clutch, I have the brake. But once you've been doing that and you're driving, now you can learn how to put lipstick on while you're driving. Now you can learn how to like find a good playlist while you're driving, right? And actually enjoy the drive, right? Now you can take somebody else in the car with you because you know what you're doing. You can stop off and like go to In-N-Out and get yourself a burger or whatever. Like you can enjoy it more. You can have more of it than just trying to remember the clutch and the brake. So we are so excited because after this Abundant Ever After round, we're offering the next mid-tier level, which is the advancing from that. Okay, now you've kind of gotten it. What's next here? How are you going to scale this? How are you going to become the go-to person in your field for this? How are you going to separate yourself from everyone else that has a podcast on entrepreneurship? How are you going to separate yourself from everybody else who's doing the same thing, but you are going to be different and you're going to be different? How? And how is the experience, the second someone comes into your world, how is the experience different? Right? How are you creating this Willy Wonka experience? So the second somebody clicks on you, which takes a lot for that to even happen, how are you capturing them? What question did you just ask them? What is the first problem you're even solving with your content that makes them so excited that it's shareable content that they have to share it? And now somebody else just got brought into your world because you solved an initial problem for them. And now they're telling the next person. That is the next level, right? So I'm telling you all of this because when you have the willingness to look at where you've been unconsciously just showing up in a pattern that no longer serves you, you can strip away what is not a hell yes and have the courage to look at where am I really needed to show up this year? Like, I get it. Like, this is status quo. This works. This is fine. Everyone from the outside would say, this is great. You're crushing it. But I know better. and I know where I go to sleep and I know where I go unconscious. Where can I be conscious in my business? Where can I cut things away and put focus and put attention and level the shit up, right? So that's where we're at. And we're hopefully always there, right? We're hopefully always unpacking and changing.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.